The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're lucky I wasn't recording all of that.
The best
recording
of the worst.
Recording in progress.
You are indeed the best of the worst. I don't know because I actually know someone worse than you, allegedly. We'll say allegedly.
Is it worse than you? Jammer?
No, I mean, well, yeah, but anyway, I was going to say, I know someone that is worse than you, but they might actually be better than you at being the best of the worst as well, given some stuff that we're hearing, which I will I'll bring up in a second after I say hello. No, after I say hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and podcast network, wherever you get your podcasts from. Please do hit that red subscribe button or give us a follow. Give us a follow on your favorite podcast app, like Google or Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, all those types of things. This is really bright in my face. Sorry about that. And then, of course, check out the website lrmonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, and opinions. So, Manny, the thing that I'm trying to look up, and the person that might allegedly be worse than you but better than you at the same time, is Ezra Miller, and the fact that there's rumors that I will ask for future forgiveness, because I am going to make the mistake and refer to them as he on just standard human accident, if you will, but I will try my best to remember they prefer them. So Variety has come out and said, and we all know Variety and some of the other trades have had some, you know, hits and misses with their insider info recently, but they're claiming that Ezra Miller's Flash is doing really well and test screenings really well and internally, and that they may have Ezra continue on despite all of the situations going on at their you know, level, their life. There's been contradictions from alleged victims, and some people take that as gospel, but we can always point to multiple victims that believe they are not victims early on, and so I don't know how to feel about this in general, because I really just don't care about the Flash character in general. You know, I'm hoping that it's a good movie and stuff, but the idea that they are amenable to continuing with the actor is how Variety put it, in spite of everything else that's gone on. It really confuses me, and I don't want to be that guy, but someone on Twitter had pointed out something viable. They were like, what do they have on Warner Brothers? Because why else would Warner Brothers even fathom keeping them? And the other reason I could figure they would keep them is maybe a potential fear of fallout from LGBT. I don't know, because they canceled, you know, other minority-led projects. I don't know. No, man. What do you think of the idea of them thinking Ezra's capable?
First of all, I don't take any DC rumors right now.
Right.
With any weight. So this conversation we're having now is almost like a what if kind of thing, which is fine.
Yeah. What if?
I just want to say that out loud. If they kept Ezra Miller as the Flash, I wouldn't care. Because they have a movie coming out this year. It would mean that there would be a possibility of also keeping Sasha Calle as Supergirl, which I was already excited about.
Yeah.
And who knows, man? They may have something good. And if the bosses at B feel that, you know, things are changing and things are getting better with Ezra, and it's James Gunn feels the same way, you know, do what you feel is best for the projects coming up. But it's a sword you're gonna be, you may be victorious by, or you may die by.
They call that a double-edged sword, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be fine with it. I liked him, in especially in kind of the Snyder's kind of rehashing of Justice League. Mm-hmm. And who knows? It could actually even be a good opportunity to wrap up this movie and just stop tweaking it or whatever they're doing allegedly, and start introducing maybe a Wally West, which would work. And then also, like, a lot of the stuff with Ezra Miller, like, while some of it, we know some things, like, we don't know exactly what, like, really went on. Like, everything's really in speculation.
I have to say, allegedly, and like I said, the only thing I wanted to point out is every time it comes up, I see a group of people, not the same group, but there's a group of people that are defensive for Ezra Miller, and they'll point to one of the alleged victims, and I say one of, because there's multiple, from assaults to theft and all sorts of stuff, but one alleged victim that was allegedly, you know, on the road with them or whatever, claims that there were no issues, they were there of their own free will and stuff. And I just want to remind people that a lot of victims of mental, physical, and emotional abuse don't feel that they are victims. So just because someone says I'm not a victim doesn't necessarily mean that they aren't a victim of some sort of manipulation or abuse. And again, that's all alleged. Anyways,
and the thing about it is, like I said, it's hard to because there's a lot of noise online.
Oh yeah,
and you have TikTokers too who claim to be journalists and give you wrong information just for clicks or for views and things like that, or the first information they see online. I see that a lot, and it's kind of frustrating to see, especially if you know a little bit more via sources or you know, press releases or just information that you have. Yeah, so it's just interesting because a lot of times we'll jump to a conclusion a lot faster than we should. Mm-hmm. And with Ezra, especially with, like, I mean, there's a lot of sensitive subjects going on here. I think that you don't know. I don't feel like it would be WB having Ezra Miller's camp having something on WB. Maybe WB has something on him, where it's like, you know what, he's done a great job with working with us in the Fantastic Beasts, and we really feel like he's done a great job with the Flash, and for this and this reason, we were gonna keep him. And if they did, fine. If they didn't, it's their prerogative. And I don't have a problem with either way. I already know the backlash that we're gonna hear online, because it's very predictable. It is what it is.
But does that leave open another door for the Snyder fans, though, to continue. I mean, I know there's a facet of them that will continue the crusade for the Snyderverse regardless, even if there was a complete like shutdown, because they'll always say multiverse. But there's a difference if you actually have someone from, and Gal Gadot was one of those that we were like, you know, James really hasn't said, yeah, they're they're gone. You know, the James actually said she's you know, he didn't outright deny the rumor, but he didn't confirm it. It was kind of weird. But well, the Flash himself actually can travel the multiverse. Yeah. And I mean, do you think that becomes another issue carrying on and still ties too much baggage to the new universe?
No, I think it's like you said, they're gonna continue to whine and moan and cry about it continuously, and they need to go away. Like, I understand being passionate about a franchise,
hot takes,
but the way that some of them have approached it is almost MAGA level, you know, in the sense of that you're like you have the right to your opinion, and like for me personally, I'm like Jammer, I'm a fan of a version of Batman v Superman that doesn't exist. Because there's, I was like, if this movie was edited just a little differently, I'm a big fan.
I still don't think that, because that's the first time I ever watched it was the special director's or ultimate cut or whatever, and I was still just like, this is awful. Everything, especially about Lex Luthor, was awful. Every time that guy was on screen, I wanted to punch I wanted to punch him in his face.
Well, yeah, good, because he was supposed to be.
No, not because I was like, oh, you're such a dastardly villain. It was, I want to punch you in your face because you are playing a garbage version with garbage dialogue, garbage story arc for what you're trying to accomplish, and you're acting. Eisenberg can be a great actor and other things, but the acting in that, atrocious. And I don't know if it was done atrocious on purpose, but no, this wasn't I hate you because you're such a great villain, like you know, anyways, it was awful.
So I mean like Jace hated it too, and to be honest, I enjoyed it. It's a different take. It's a different take that I thought was clever in the way that, you know, the Googles and the Apples and the stuff like that. I did agree also with Jason, the fact that Lex Luthor was more of your 80s style mega corporation kind of, you know, bad guy. But I was like, this is like a modern take on it. It's like, okay, like I'll like whatever, like fine. Like if I was like, that's not what I'm going to complain about. Yeah, and so what I'm saying basically is, to come full circle, if you like, you can like whatever you want. You can like 2016 Ghostbusters if you want, that's fine. But to start like, you know, making threats and we're gonna do build, and you know, like it's like that's not really the way to do. Now you look kind of dumb, and it's to the point that WB themselves made fun of it in Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's what they think of you guys. Right there. It doesn't matter if, because I mean, here's also the other thing is you only have so many actors in Hollywood, and if you have something that's working, keep it. If you have to recast everyone, it's quite the task, and the hard part is, do these some of the people have time? Do they not? If they do, it's like, yeah, sure, why not? I do want to mention something. I know that Variety also had reported that Wonder Woman will not be appearing in the first 3 years of the DCU. And I think it's in the same article. And
I know the Black Adam stuff is, and I was going to talk about that.
Yeah, but I just want to say real quick, yeah, it has been debunked by James Gunn. So,
really?
Yes, as of, let me see how long ago that was. It was today, I'll tell you that. I know that for sure.
I'm trying to ring up his Twitter.
Yesterday. Actually, yesterday afternoon. So that part of it, at least, whatever they talked about Wonder Woman, which is that she won't be appearing the next 2 years, has been debunked. He said exactly, "I hereby debunk it." And then in quotations, only because it's not true. So again, like we were talking about in the beginning, none of this stuff I can necessarily take seriously because I don't know, man. I'm honestly sick of it just because of the fact that of all of the misinformation that continues to be spewed about DC in negative kind of, like, none of it is like, oh, we're gonna do this. It's all negative, if you've noticed.
Yeah, I found the debunk thing.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting the way that continuously most of these sites are actually trying to, seems like, really discredit and put down and just very negatively look at the world of DC films that's being built. Instead of looking at it optimistically, they just keep, you know, just killing it while it hasn't even, you know, risen yet. Annoying.
They said, someone had asked Resident Justice on Twitter, asked, "Can you discuss at all the report from Variety in regards to Ezra Miller and the notion that your slate is only 3 years worth of projects?" James replied, "I don't know what's out there about Ezra, but our slate is 8 to 10 years, but we will only be announcing some of it this month." So
yeah, you're not, yeah, they're not gonna do I don't even think they have anything ready to announce going forward. Hell, they barely put this together. Like, people need to, like, relax. It's only been so long since he's been even named in charge. So hell, they just finished kind of even putting together a plan. If this task was given to any of these people online, they wouldn't have the ability to turn around something that fast and cohesively. So just, like, relax. It's gonna happen at the right time. So
To continue on with the Variety love fest that's going on right here, just like I had said, you know, hey, they had all the trades just about had gotten some stuff wrong in the last few weeks. Like Manny pointed out, you know, this is all just kind of like, what if? This one kind of makes a little bit more sense, just kind of knowing the Rock via their, you know, his time there in Hollywood. Variety was saying that insiders say that, you know, basically Warner Brothers was not happy with Black Adam's performance. They were not happy with Dwayne Johnson's behavior and methodology for trying to get his, you know, Superman Black Adam stuff going, and you know, the hierarchy of the DC U and whatnot. As a matter of fact, internally, sources added or said Dwayne went around everyone, which didn't sit well. They also claimed that DC, he wanted a producing credit on DC League of Super Pets, and that they felt that he didn't do enough to promote the film. And they also kind of were upset that he had his tequila at the premiere as a, like, tequila bar sponsor or whatnot. It was featured, you know, for a PG-13 film. Demands increased, returns weren't there. Sorry, Charlie. that stuff kind of sounds more likely than some of the other things, given their track record. Just because, you know, The Rock is he's a big dude, and I don't just mean physical size. He knows that he's got some sway, some swagger. He knows He's got a bit of weight behind his name. I could see that. I could also see it ruffling some feathers, but I think it was maybe just a straw that broke the camel's back, because the movie's been in work for so long and it was so not well received. I think most people give it like B minus, C plus. You know, it's not like something. I don't know anyone that's like, yes, I can't wait to watch it again. Actually, I know one person on Twitter, and they're weird.
You're also weird on Twitter.
I am, but Kenny is a fan of a lot of corniness and stuff like that. So yeah, way to go, bud. There's your shout out. I don't know. I don't think, like I said, if there's any Black Adam stuff in the future, his production company might be involved. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll see Johnson back in the DCU. What do you think, man?
Thank God. I would have cringed if WB would have even considered the idea of The Rock being leading the DCEU or the DC films, just because of the fact that I know for a fact that he would have made Black Adam the cornerstone of it, and he would have made him
that would have been his character.
Yeah, he would have made him the focal point. And I mean, the guy has a giant ego, man. And I love the guy as a wrestler, and I've enjoyed him in a lot of movies. But
he's a great performer.
He's very like,
not actor, but performer.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He's very aggressive when it comes to business. And I mean, it's fine. The guy does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
we're not take away any of that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. But when it comes to the DCU, the you know, kind of running this, it takes a. I think it takes a different kind of group, a different kind of person, and it just doesn't work. And then also the other thing is, I don't think he. Like, as popular as he is, I don't think he has the returns that he thinks, the draw that he thinks he still has. And so it's kind of annoying to see that, and that the requests he was making and things like that. And then I don't know.
It was just a couple of the Fast and Furious movies and Jumanji that really like solidified him as a billion-dollar name, right? Because like the first Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, or the sequel, soft reboot, however you want to phrase it, the Jumanji from several years ago, and then I think there was a couple of the Fast and Furious films. They made a billion mostly thanks to China. I know Jumanji was great, but I know Fast and Furious is a big hit there. But when you look at everything that The Rock has done, it doesn't all make money, you know, or at least make bonkers money. I don't see him sticking around. I really, really don't.
Yeah. So domestically, Black Adam did $168 million, a little bit over. Mm-hmm. League of Super Pets did 93, almost 94 million. and so the fact that the Pets movie, it made about double. I would
Jumanji
say.
Did 961 worldwide, so almost a billion.
Jumanji was also a franchise already, and it had a lot of names that you can really like.
Oh yeah, Kevin Hart
and Jack Black,
Frack. Why did I forget her name? Because she's freaking gorgeous. That's not the only reason to remember her name, but she is. Frack, man, she's Nebula and Amy Pond from
Gillen.
Doctor Who. There you go. Thank you. I could not get the name out for the
you had a Jonas brother in there also, and Alex Wolf. I mean, you got a few names in there. So, and it was like, honestly, there were movies that just fun.
There was a Jonas brother? I don't
in
even
the second
know.
In the second one, yeah.
Oh, okay. I only know of them because of of hearing, like, on the news, Jonas Brothers sell X amount of records or whatever. I couldn't tell you a name, a song, and I couldn't pick them out of a crowd.
Oh, wow. How uncultured of you. No, just kidding.
Dude, I don't do top 40. I don't. I could not tell you a single top 40 artist right now that didn't exist, that's not like a Taylor Swift or Katy Perry. And I don't even know if they're still on top of the charts. I don't. I'm sorry. Not sorry. Anyways, go ahead.
Shame.
What? It's not good, guys. I'm sorry. And that right there is the one thing that I think is actually to blame for like the dumbing down of America. It's not fluoride in the water. It's not some sort of a weather machine or microwave device. No. It is top 40 music. That is ruining your guys' brains, lowering your expectations, mm-hmm. and making you complete zombies. Get off the charts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no, that's so not bad. It. That's not it.
Oh my god, I have never in my, like, I can cope with, and I try my hardest not, because, man, music is hard, and I miss playing music. I really, really, really do. And I try hard to let everyone enjoy what they want. But some of the crap that you'll hear on you know, like playing in like a store's radio, store speaker, in an Uber ride or something like that, it is some of the most atrocious garbage I've ever heard in my entire life. And that goes for everything from some of the modern hip hop to the modern pop to modern country. Country is fucking trash. Sorry about the F-bomb, but it is. Like, I'm not a country fan whatsoever, like, unless you go back to like the 70s and stuff, but like Garth and Reba, not my bag, baby. But what they call country today is, it should be a freaking war crime. It is atrocious. Like, oh my lord. And I couldn't even tell you like a top 40 rock band these days.
Some of that country, I agree with you. There's some country that it's like, that's not,
sorry,
that's pop.
Yeah, so, no, yeah. That's exactly what it is. And I mean, like I said, it's not like I'm a big country fan to begin with, but holy crap, man! How do you do it? It's like Cypher says in The Matrix, ignorance is bliss. I wish I could be as ignorant as half the people I see in existence.
Damn,
my life would be better now that I've pissed off everyone. I don't. I just leaned into it. Wow. Where do we go from here, Manny?
I didn't see if you had.
I love my Katy Perry, you asshole.
Katy Perry hasn't been relevant in a while, bro.
Okay, then I whatever.
Jesus,
see, I really don't know.
Yeah,
it sounds bad. Yeah. I've never. If I hear a song that actually, you know, piques my interest, I'll seek it out. And I cannot tell you the last time that I heard something out there in the world like that, where they're playing terrestrial, you know, and charting music, terrestrial radio or chart topping music. I can't remember the last time I was like, I gotta find that artist. So
okay, yeah. I didn't see if you posted one, because yesterday was really heavy in news as far as my actual day job. But, oh yeah, dude, it was wild. What did you think of the Evil Dead Rising trailer?
Oh, excuse me. I did do a reaction video. You guys can find it here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. Look, it's right there. Zombies and chainsaws, man. Come on. I'm hurting right now, because, you know, Chainsaw Man is over, which had zombies and chainsaws. Looks good. Looks very, very much in the same vein of hardcore horror that the last remake was. I don't know if this is meant to be like a soft reboot sequel to the originals or not, but I couldn't help but notice the amount of girl power And it reminded me that you guys already did that with Evil Dead. The last film was a girl power Evil Dead, the remake, and I loved it. I thought it's not Evil Dead in the Raimi tradition, but it was violent. It was gory. It had deadites and it had chainsaws. So I was down with it. It had the angry R word tree. I mean, it had everything. So it was good. I enjoyed it, but it is kind of funny and almost like they're afraid to do anything except in this case make it again a female led thing. Still looks amazingly gory, fun. It's going to be interesting to see the book out of its element of a cabin in the woods. What'd you think?
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be that violent. there's a scene in there where they start scalping people, and I'm just like, what the f-? Yeah.
Yes, yeah, and tattoo gun to the eye, or yeah, tattoo machine,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I did not like that at all. I thought that the opening of it was very well done. The whole mm-hmm. scene of just like the cast iron skillet and everything, and just kind of it was very subtly violent mm-hmm. in the way it was done. The tone of it, as far as the lighting, was great. It looked really good, mm-hmm. and I was very surprised because I'm Evil Dead's never really got my attention. Because of the fact that, you know, it's really more about the gory part of it really than mm-hmm. anything else, and I'm just like, yeah, like,
what about Army of Darkness? Nah. Isn't really about the gore.
It's fine. It's just not my, like, I don't know. I
love Army of Darkness.
Have I seen them? Yeah, but like, whatever. Like, but I thought that I really like this one as far as the what I saw. And I'll definitely be watching it just because, but it's going to be a tough watch for me. I already know it.
Easy peasy.
You know, but it's one of the great films that are coming out this year. So it's actually pretty cool. We have a big slate, man.
It is a pretty damn big year. It really is. There was
you
a
want fast internet?
Sorry, I thought I had YouTube muted there, ladies and gentlemen. There was a comment from Kevin Davis on our YouTube channel mentioning what they think would be the 2023 box office hits. And they got Little Mermaid, Indiana Jones 5, Guardians, Ant-Man 3, the Marvels.
Everything Disney?
Yeah, pretty much. Marvel's Wish, Elemental, Aquaman, Fast 10, Super Mario, Spider-Man, and Haunted Mansion. I was like, look, I don't think Elemental, Wish, or Haunted Mansion are going to be the hits that you might think they will be. Little Mermaid it has me curious because I know the last few live action films were not all that well received, and despite making bank, most people's reception of Lion King, the way that I understand it, was relatively lukewarm.
Lion King was terrible.
Yeah, like, it made money. People went out and saw it, but they weren't necessarily like, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. So I don't know. Yeah. And it's going to have controversy. It's already got controversy is what I meant to say, with the casting and stuff like
there
that.
There is no controversy.
Well, no, controversy does exist. There is people out there on two different sides of a situation, which is almost the definition of controversy and conflict. I agree. There's in general no issue with the casting, but that doesn't take the fact away that there's
controversy of Ariel's name being changed to something else, which is not happening. That's controversy. What we have online right now is what I define as ignorance.
It can be. Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't change the fact that, anyways, you're playing semantics. Get out of here. the things out of there that I think are actually guaranteed to quote-unquote be hits, I think Guardians 3 is going to be a hit because we know that's an ending, mm-hmm. you know. I think Ant-Man 3 has a shot. Indy 5, I think everyone's going to go see it regardless because it's the last thing for Indy with Ford, even though Ford's going to continue on in the MCU for a bit, it seems. The Marvels, I really don't know if that's a hit. Miss Marvel was not super well received. They've not done anything with Photon or Spectrum, whichever name they go with. Miss Rambeau 4. No one's seen her since WandaVision, and I know Captain Marvel made money, but people still do not really care for Brie Larson that much. So it's kind of like a we'll see. I expect it to do well. I just don't know how well. I was very, very wrong on Captain Marvel, and I was not one of those, oh, I hate Captain, you know, Brie Larson's a bitch. No, that wasn't my thing. I was just kind of looking at the buzz, the placing. It's in between these movies where Black Widow should have been instead of Captain Marvel, and some of those are not going to be hits, and Fast 10 relies solely on China to be a hit. So
I mean, like, no, like Fast 10, like, you're like, it has its place here. It's gonna do fine.
It'll do fine, but it's not a billion-dollar franchise without China. I think
The Haunted Mansion is a Disney Plus release, if I'm not mistaken.
It might be.
I might be wrong. Elemental, unfortunately, as much as I want to say that it's going to be the next Pixar hit, we've seen that the last few animated Disney films have just people aren't as interested anymore. And especially original ones. Franchises too. Lightyear didn't do well at all.
Yeah, I know.
Indy's definitely on there. Ant-Man, Guardians. I think the one, and I don't really see it as a surprise, but the one that has a really big chance of not necessarily making the most money in the box office, but profiting the most, is going to be Super Mario Bros.
Think so?
I think the nostalgia in that alone, and the fact that they have a theme park to open along with it, oh boy, because that's the same company that does Minions, man, and they know how to do it. I mean, like, it's like, okay, fine, you don't like Super Mario, but Donkey Kong's in it, Luigi's in it,
Yoshi's in it.
The bunch of them Yoshis are in it. And probably, you know, a couple of other, I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of other Nintendo characters make an appearance there.
Oh yeah.
It has the power of a Chris Pratt, which some people have a problem with, but whatever. But Jack Black's in it, who's going to have fun in marketing with it. So I think that's going to be one of those in the same vein that Minions did a couple of years ago. I think Super Mario is going to do well, and I think it's going to have staying power just because it's going to be one of those movies you can continue. But Super Mario Brothers fans are going to be able to, like, go continuously as games to back it up. It's very, very well established, so it wouldn't surprise me if that does extremely well. I think as far as curiosity as to what I want to see is how Barbie does. Because Margot Robbie's movies lately have not hit. And I like her. I enjoy her as an actress. But the projects she's been on have not done well. Babylon bombed. And then it was the other one before. I think the last one where, you know, that did significantly well was Suicide Squad.
Well, despite its reception, is not a profitable movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't make money at the box office. It did very, very, very poorly. And I haven't seen the home video sale numbers, but I have for it specifically. But I have seen home video sale numbers in general. it would, I don't think you could necessarily call that one a success for her either. Not financially.
Well, the thing is, it did come out in a, you know.
I understand that. I'm not taking the context away.
It was a dual release. And so I'm not giving.
I'm just saying you can't give it to her as a positive. You don't have to add it onto the list of negatives. But
no, I can't give it to her as a negative. And that is a positive because the guy who did the movie is now running the whole show. Not to mention that's where you got Peacemaker out of it. So
Peacemaker's great.
I definitely still give that a positive. It's one of the best comic book.
She didn't get a show out of it. I'm just saying.
She didn't, but that was her third movie as Harley Quinn.
I know. I'm aware.
But yeah, that's the one I'm curious about as far as like, I don't know, man. And Little Mermaid is actually, like, I'm not a Little Mermaid fan. I'm not
a musical guy, so you know where I'm at.
It's I'm a Beauty and the Beast guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, the story of Ariel, I always make fun of it as a dad because I'm like a story about a disobedient kid. Yeah, no, go away. And then also I always make fun of she had a legally binding contract with Ursula. I was like, this is it's just a joke. The whole theme of the movie, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm not about this. I am about Under the Sea. That's a great. But my daughter and I used to play the song while we went through the automatic car wash. We used to make a thing out of it. But what I saw for a few minutes, for a few seconds of it at Expo, at D23. Look pretty good. And Halle Berry, I think that's her name also.
Yes. I believe so. Halle.
She looked really good as Ariel. I was impressed by the few seconds I saw. So that's gonna be fine. The movie that I am just terrified of is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
No, wait. Halle Berry's the older one.
She's the older one. What's her last name? Bailey?
Bailey. That's probably it. That's probably it. I was like, that sounds like the actress from Swordfish and Catwoman. Yeah. Not yeah. Yes, Halle Bailey.
Bailey, thank you. My bad. The one that terrifies me the most is the Quantumania. Because I'm worried about the quality of it, and I'm worried about what are we actually doing here. Is it going to be like this, of course, like, Jonathan Majors is in it and everything. Okay, but what are we doing? Like, what is this going to accomplish? And this is all Marvel's fault because they've conditioned us to a certain expectation of their films.
I agree.
So, all of 2012, I can say it's been a failure, absolute failure. As far as,
I mean, 2022.
Yeah, as far as for Marvel Studios, really, nothing, really. They've actually delivered.
Wakanda Forever did well. I mean,
Doctor
Strange did well.
No, I mean as far as giving us that cohesive story that we used to.
It was awful. But wait, because all of the Marvel apologists are going to come out because rumor has it the big connection for all of these is several items from things ranging from the Ten Rings to the bangle that Miss Marvel has are Kang technology from one of the far off futures,
which I think is cool. I'm like, all right, that's kind of cool, but at the same time,
that's
like,
after the fact, man.
It's almost like going back.
That's the only connection in your multiversal stuff. You guys are doing good at adapting and trying to overcome, but you guys are writing this after the fact.
That's the thing. It's like I do remember how ominous it was for years to maybe not even understand what was happening, but to see Thanos in the background,
mm-hmm.
and even having just one liners like, fine, like I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a or just having a smile, and, you know?
Yeah.
And then every movie you knew that an Infinity Stone was in play.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew that, and it showcased the power of each, really, which as like I love Shang-Chi, but like you're telling me that his rings are gonna be a major factor, or the bangle and Miss Marvel. It's like they're good characters. They weren't that powerful necessarily, and especially with like Miss Marvel, like it started off so well, and then I don't know what happened.
It tripped. So fell, then,
so like does, it was. Does like She-Hulk connect at all? Because I God, don't know.
I hope not.
And I thought that Doc Strange was a fun movie on its own. I liked the fact that Rami added some horror elements and things like that. I thought it was fun in that way.
Horror.
They took care of some of the fan service casting that they wanted. And who knows? The rumors keep growing about Fox cast members coming back for Secret Wars. And Secret Wars right now is my biggest worry because Doom better be involved. that's my threat.
I don't know. One of the rumors I heard, it makes me wonder if Doom will be involved. It also makes me wonder if Doom might already be in the MCU. We may have already seen Doom based on one of these rumors, and that's my own interpretation of other potentials, so I won't say anything else on camera, but yeah, man, we'll see how it shakes loose. I'm always hoping for it to be good.
That's true. I'm same way. I want good stuff. I'm rooting for every project to do well. I'm not a fan of Avatar, and I'm very happy it's doing really well.
Yep. For theaters at least for theaters.
Theaters and actors alike, man. Because if Avatar doesn't do well, how do executives feel about greenlighting other projects?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Always rooting for the best in every film.
Cool. Well, guys, I think that'll do it for us today. Go ahead and check out the rest of the channel. We've got anime reactions and reviews. We do trailer reactions, other shows covering Marvel and Star Wars, Breaking Geek Radio. If you like a really good long form podcast, check them out. All here, one spot, and also available if it's not a reaction video. That is, all the podcasts and reviews go up in audio format on all your favorite podcast apps, and of course lrmonline.com for written news, written reviews, celebrity interviews that also go up on the LRM Online YouTube channel, and more. So yeah, Manny, anything else for today?
House of Representatives, get it together, man.
Bye.